Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Looking after an older cat or dog, it can be challenging, but with the right care, depending on the breed, your family pet has a good chance of a long life and a happy old age. And here to talk about the best way of minding elderly pets is vet Niamh Fagan. Niamh, you're very welcome.
Hi, Claire. Thanks.
Thank you very much for coming in. We've had a lot of questions, which I want to get to as many as we can this morning. But will you give us the typical lifespan of, let's say, cats and dogs?
Yeah. So they will vary. So cats typically will, you know, we have cats in that could be 21 years old, but when they're considered geriatric is usually in around 9 years old, 9 to 12. So it will vary for different types of breeds, that kind of thing. But in around 9 to 12 years is when you need to be thinking about your cat, saying, okay, they're a little bit older now. Is there any adjustments I need to be making? With dogs, it's slightly different. You have some very giant breed dogs, large, medium, and then the small breeds. So the small breeds will live longer, and it's just to do with less stress on the body. They mature a little bit later. So they will become geriatric in and around 7 to 9 years.
Still young.
Still young, yeah. And it doesn't mean that you need to stop everything and slow down completely. It's just to be aware of, okay, little things might be creeping in now. Mm. But with your large breed dogs, it could be as young as 5 years, 7 years, absolutely. But we might see arthritis and things like that creeping in around 5 years.
So that you're saying this is when they're considered geriatric. That's when the problems start.
Yeah.
But they could have very long lives after that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Once they're managed right, you know, we would see some medium breed dogs like a golden retriever or something like that living to 12 to 16 years and a good life as well. So it doesn't mean that it's the end of their span, but you just need to consider, okay, they're getting a little bit older. What do I need to be aware of?
Right.
And what changes do I need to make?
So the basic things are, do you need to change how you feed a dog as it gets older or a cat?
Nutrition's an important one. So a senior diet, and that at that geriatric age that I've mentioned, that's when they really should transition over to a senior diet. A senior diet will have a lower calorie, lower protein, lower fat level, and also have extra nutrients in there like omegas and supplements for joints and things like that. So nutrition's really important. Portion control as well, because of stress on joints and things like that. You want to make sure that your pets aren't going to get overweight if exercise is reducing down, things like that.
Okay, so don't maybe exercise them as much, or keep the walks a little bit shorter.
Just be conscious. That's the only thing. So don't cut out exercise altogether.
Yeah,
you know, movement is great for arthritis, similar to humans. We all, you know, feel better as the day moves on, goes on. But if your dog is maybe walking slightly behind you, dogs don't naturally want to do that on walks. Maybe just shorten the walk a little bit or go a little bit slower. But you know, there'll be many steps that lead up to that point, subtle signs. So you won't typically see limping or crying, but things like maybe licking the legs can be a subtle sign that there might be a little bit of joint pain there. You might see a little bit of brown staining on the coat from where they've been licking. Panting is another thing as well, that if you have your dog at home, say in your own kitchen, nice, comfortable environment, there's no strangers in the house, no exercise, and your dog is panting, it's not overly warm, maybe that's a sign of pain as well. So these little things will all lead up to the dog maybe walking a little bit slower behind you on the walk.
Right. So,
slow
keep
down.
An eye on all of that. Right. Let's get to some of our questions.
Yeah.
So Sean has a 15-year-old collie who has kidney disease and is on a renal diet, but she simply refuses to eat this food. So what should he do?
So renal disease can be complicated. The main treatment is actually the food, which is tricky, specifically with cats as well. First thing I would say is try different brands, because the best case scenario for this dog is to be on this diet. If different brands aren't working, what I would typically say is the majority of the meal should come from this renal food. Renal disease, you want low protein, okay, and then low phosphorus and sodium, which is salts and things like that. So you can add in little bits of food to try, make it a little bit more exciting, but just not heavy meat burden, because that's very high in protein.
So find out what you shouldn't give your dog and maybe add in bits that don't tick those boxes, if you like.
There is also a supplement you could add. This is the last case scenario. If you speak to your vet, you could put the dog on a normal diet if it's the only thing that they'll eat, and you can add in supplements to bind up the phosphorus, which is what we don't want. But that's probably the last option, but it is an option.
But there's a couple of options there for Sean and for his collie. Now, this next message is about a 15-year-old breed that I haven't heard of before, Cotton de Tulare. He's a deaf, almost blind, but in good health, has 5 age spots on his body, one partially large, ugly one on his back, which weeps from time to time. They don't bother him, and I'm nervous about putting him under an anaesthetic, but would you recommend having them removed? Now, those age spots mightn't be anything to do with the breed, just the age.
No, just the age. Yeah, exactly that. And some spots will be concerning and others won't. The main thing there is that they don't bother him. At this age in his life, if they are maybe concerning or not, the treatment plan will always be the same, because we know his lifespan is maybe more limited than a 5-year-old dog. So if they're not bothering him, probably the advice would be to leave them alone.
Okay.
But if they are weeping and they're getting infected and he's licking at them, that's going to be sore. That's an issue. And in that case, they might need to come off. And it's worth speaking to the vet just about the confidence under the anaesthetic. If there's any other heart disease or kidney disease or anything like that, that might cause it to be a higher risk.
Okay, so yeah, they do need to have a conversation with the vet then.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is about a little Bichon Cross Chihuahua who will be 15 in April. He started taking little turns, which are like seizures, and it now seems his head is stuck to one side. He's eating and drinking, but getting a little bit incontinent. We don't want any intervention, but we're wondering what the best thing is to do. So that dog is 15.
Mm-hmm. So with this, it can be tricky because what you're doing is you're weighing up quality of life otherwise. A little head turn, a little head tilt, it doesn't mean anything for quality of life. Dogs can live happy lives with their head tilted to the side. Mm-hmm. It's the seizure activity. How often is it happening? And then the incontinence. Is it fecal or is it urinary? If it's both and it's regular, dogs are clean creatures. They don't like to be defecating and urinating in their own bedding. If that is happening often, it's distressing for the pet. And again, you know, you need to speak to your vet about that. How often is it happening? If it's every now and then and it's been managed, really, you just need to keep your dog comfortable and make sure he's on pain meds if it's advised by the vets, if there is any pain there. But otherwise, I just keep an eye.
Right, yep. Keep an eye. I'm thinking, not specifically in reference to that message, mm-hmm. but there will come a time when a difficult conversation needs to be had. And I'm sure you've had those conversations a lot with clients.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It is. It's heartbreaking for us. We love our pets. They're our family. What my advice would be is just have a good relationship with your vet. You know, coming to the vet, if you don't go to the vet often, and then you go when it's too late, the advice from the vet is probably going to be, we're at a point now here where we need to let this animal go. Mm-hmm. If you've had lead up conversations with the vet, you've kept in contact with them, it helps you come to terms with it a lot sooner. And it's just a bit easier for you. It's less traumatic. And it means you're not going to push out that decision and have the animal kind of suffering in that way. My advice would be for geriatric pets is to visit the vet twice a year. Definitely visit vet twice a year and one blood test a year. That way you're going to pick up on any new conditions early, and it's just having that advice from the vet regularly.
Okay, let's come to some more now. Let's come to Trish's question about Millie, who's a collie retriever mix and is 15 and a half years old. These dogs are great ages. She gets a Librela injection regularly, at least once a month. We only give her food she will eat now, often mixed with liver or other foods. She's incontinent sometimes, becomes doubly incontinent for periods that are getting longer. She still goes for a very slow walk every day. Her movement, though, is getting very difficult. She's completely at the centre of the house, especially when the grandchildren arrive. It's just so hard to know what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing I would say is definitely make sure you're speaking to your family and friends. It's not a decision you should make on your own. It's a heavy burden and it's very difficult. Speak to your vet as well. With this dog, she's getting the Librela injections. It sounds like you're doing a lot for her.
What are they for?
So they're for arthritis.
Okay.
It's a very good drug. It helps dogs just move a little bit better. It's a monthly injection. Mm-hmm. It is a very good drug for her to be on. When it comes to kind of everything else that's been said about this dog, what I would do is weigh up, her quality of life. And I kind of like to do this by looking at the dog that you've had. What are her kind of top 5 things that she loves to do in life? You know, some dogs are sniffy dogs. Some dogs just like to sleep. Some dogs love their cuddles, their walks, whatever it might be. And if you can make a list of what she's able to do now compared to that, it might just make it a little bit easier for you. And maybe count the good days versus the bad days. And if those bad days are getting more and more, it just helps you make that decision a little bit easier than just looking at the dog and saying, oh, she looks fine.
Yeah, you know? Nothing easy about it, but they are really good tips to sort of write it down, have a look at it. You know, is your dog happy? Yeah. And how healthy is your dog? How enjoyable is your dog's life?
Exactly, yeah, it just breaks it down.
Maureen has a question about a cat. So Maureen has an aging cat who is about 16 years and 10 months. He is slowing down. We had him to the vet earlier in the week. He's in renal failure, drinking water, not much interest in food apart from cooked chicken slices. The vet recommended renal food, wet and dry, but the cat isn't that keen on that food. Sleeping now this morning at 10:30. This was a little earlier when this came in by the radiator. But the cat is usually up and about at 8 o'clock. And she's just wondering, do you have any advice? So you can see the little conversation that Maureen is having with herself there about this cat.
Yeah, exactly. It'll depend on the severity of this renal failure as well. But if the cat isn't eating, that is a symptom of renal failure. Mm-hmm. The vet really needs to discuss what the options are. There is options in some cases. You know, fluid therapy can really help pick up cats and just make them feel a little bit better and bring back that appetite. But it is only going to get you a certain amount of time. So I would say definitely to have a conversation with the vet about that. In regards to what you can do at home for this cat, if she's not eating chicken, which probably is one of the foods that she would have eaten before, it just means that her appetite is nil. There's nothing there. So she needs something, whether it's something to help pick that appetite up, a drug or that fluid therapy. But the thing is, she can't be left for too long in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And the weight for the dogs is really important, isn't it, as they age, to keep the weight down because of the stress on the joints?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's the number one factor. So it's, I think, you know, it comes to old age and it's very difficult to get the weight off because they can't move as much as they used to. Mm-hmm. And then we tend to give them extra treats because we feel bad for them. They're in the house more. Yeah. It's a horrible cycle that way. But the weight is the number one thing that you can control at home that will do wonders for your dog and for the development of arthritis and kind of the lifespan that they will have. So I would really stress to work on that and be conscious of it.
That's really important one to remember. Now, this is off the agenda a little bit. We were talking about bird flu, Niamh, earlier on, and we got a message from a listener who recently saw their cat with a dead bird in its mouth, and now the cat is sneezing a lot. Would that be a concern for bird flu?
No, not for the cat. No, it could be something else. Maybe a feather might have irritated. They might have taken in a small feather or something along the lines of that. I wouldn't worry too much about an infectious cause there. Not at all.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that hopefully will put that listener's mind at rest. Niamh, thank you so much for coming in. Lovely to see you. And we'll have you back very soon. That's vet Niamh Fagan. We'll be back with The Gathering shortly.